And we broadcast on these unceded, ancestral, and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Thank you. So, yeah, what else can I say? I've got more songs. I will try to get through all of them, and I'll tell you about them. So that's my commitment to you. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that resonates with me. I was reading about this thing. It's like, you know, you don't want to be perceived. You don't want to be seen. It's like a trauma response. It was like, yeah, quite an interesting revelation, actually, at this juncture in my life to kind of go, oh, that's why I don't want anyone looking at me. It's kind of hard to live life like that. Not always, but sometimes. That song, Glad to Be Forgotten, by Pack Rat out of Vancouver, and them I have seen. Very good. Very good band. I like them. that came off of Glad to Be Forgotten LP, which was put out last year in January. Go see them if you can. Before that one, I played Violent Dreams, a song by Eric Nervous and the Beta Blockers. And that was off of LP. And that was put out in 2019. They're from Kalamazoo, Michigan. I always wonder when someone has that on their Bandcamp. Like, I guess it's probably, it must be true. Or it is whatever they want it to be. Like, it is however they want to represent themselves. But it's a very cool name for a place to be, like, to be from. Like, if I was from Kalamazoo, I would definitely say I was from Kalamazoo, wouldn't you? Anyway. I wouldn't write LA because I moved to LA. I'd keep it as Kalamazoo. So, yeah, that's me. Before that one, Gimme Brains, Bratmobile, a band from Olympia, Washington, who were active from 1991 to 2003. And Ladies, Women, and Girls was the title, was put out in 2000. Fun fact, well, there's plenty of fun facts, but I feel they could have, well, who knows, you know, why do people cut their careers? Why does it not continue, let's say? And it is what it is, but they definitely are, I would have loved it if there was a lot more material to pull from, because they're a cool band, and they were kind of important. Anyway, happy Women's History Month, everybody. And I mean everybody. And, yeah. What else can I say about that? Not much. I'm not really kind of tongue-tied about that kind of stuff. But I did do some research. Apparently, the International Women's Month of the Woman, or how is it even described? So, never mind. I did not do my research very well. But in any case, it has been going on since about 1995. There's kind of like two different ones. One's more of an American version. One's a Canadian version, I suppose. This is my gathering. I could be totally wrong. I'm so sorry. But the point is, this year's theme is gender equality and an inclusive society. Why not? Let's just do that. All right? Let's just do that. That's something we can do. Probably each of us in our lives. So yeah, that's what I want to do. And I have plenty more songs here, so let's see if I can actually get through them, because I've been blathering a little bit. All right? Here's the next one.
Thank you. are attacked by nuclear weapons, these are the warning sounds you must recognize. First, the attack warning. If an attack is expected, the sirens will sound a rising and falling note like this.
Okay. All right. That was a big chunky set there, ending with some discharge for your ears. Hopefully your ears don't have discharge after hearing that. End of Days, off of End of Days, the seventh studio album by English hardcore band. It was released on in 2016. By Nuclear Blast. I don't know that label, but now I do know of them. Honed Blade was a song previous to that that I played by a band called Gel. They're out of Denver. That's coming off of Only Constant, to be released this year in this month. So I'm not sure when. I didn't quite get there with this note-taking here. But suffice it to say, it probably means that the album hasn't dropped yet. Before that one, Eraser 3 by Shit out of Toronto, and that was released in 2021. It was the B-side of with Hidden in Eternity / Eraser 3. Well, I guess it's not a B-side necessarily, but it's like a 7-inch. I guess it is a B-side. I don't know technically if that's what that means, but anyway, Hidden in Eternity / Eraser 3. Song before that, Future Sense by Blix, off of the Blix EP, which was put out in 2019, and they're from Vancouver. I played that after World Turns Black by The Moor from their From Smoke and Sorrow LP? Not sure if it's a full LP, but anyway, it was put out in May 2021. It's really great. Lots of good songs on there, and shout-outs